Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's time for The Deuce with Jimmy Chavez on 1620 The Zone. All the headlines you need in 2 minutes or less.
Because it's never too early to talk a little baseball. The Twins acquire veteran Michael A. Taylor from the Royals on Monday night in exchange for two relief pitching prospects. The 31-year-old...
They weren't even in the top 30 of the Twins prospects.
I mean... The 31-year-old Taylor batted .254 with 9 home runs and 43 RBIs in 414 at-bats last season for the Royals. His second year with the club after spending his first 7 Major League seasons with the Washington Nationals. The Twins sent 23-year-old right-hander Steven Cruz and 25-year-old left-hander Evan Sisk to the Royals. Taylor's best offensive season came in 2017 with the Nats when he hit .271 with 19 homers and 53 RBIs. He did win a Gold Glove in his first season in Kansas City in 2021. The Twins now have 3 outfielders on their roster who have won Gold Gloves. Taylor joins Byron Buxton and newcomer Joey Gallo. So, how about the Twins?
Joey Gallo is playing in Minnesota.
Wow. Yeah.
It's actually so...
Can he play defense, too?
He's going to be swinging to that short porch in right field. It's not a bad move for the Royals to move on from Michael A. Taylor because they have to open up some spots. Will Alberto Mondesi be the opening day center fielder in Kansas City? Or Drew Waters, who they acquired from Atlanta, who I think is going to be okay in Kansas City.
You saying there's a little hope down there?
No, you know what? So this year is going to be rough again.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, they could have another losing record. And they haven't had a winning record since the World Series year.
Yeah.
The next couple of years, the Royals will make the turn. It just, are they going to be able to grab? Like, I asked this question, and kind of Connor blew me off a little bit. If the Minnesota Twins can go out and spend the money on Correa, mm-hmm. You remember the Twins also had a big deal for Mauer. Yeah. A little bit different, a hometown kid, and they want to keep him a Twin for life.
Right.
But the Royals have never really had that big deal. And now they've got a young superstar in Bobby Witt Jr. Mm-hmm. And they got some young promising players. They are closing in on moving downtown. So they really want to ramp it up where they're playing well when they go into the new stadium in Kansas City.
Timed.
Yeah. Do they make the step where they spend big with a new owner who I think wants to spend big? John Sherman. I think he wants to win. Wants to win a World Series.
They're doing some smart things.
And Dayton Moore is out of the way, which helps out a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, whether you like it or not, Dayton Moore isn't bringing in Aroldis Chapman. The new regime says, yeah, we need some arms in the bullpen, and we'll see if Chapman has anything left. But will the Royals get to a point where they make a big splash and they make a big free agent signee that they're attractive enough that somebody says, yeah, I'll come play with that young talent and there's some good young pitching? No, that'll be like the next step for the Royals. But I think this move was kind of coming. I thought it would happen sooner in the Hot Stove League. The Twins didn't give up much, and it helps the Twins. But I think it down the road it will help the Royals because they do have a logjam in the outfield.
Yeah.
Will you guys go to Kansas City to see Chapman pitch?
I always like to go down to Kansas City anytime they're playing Cleveland anyway. So is he now a bigger draw for me?
I've never seen him pitch. Like, his velocity is down. When he was with the Cubs, which I was, you know, with everything surrounding Aroldis Chapman, I was not super enthused.
Yeah.
To see somebody throw that hard is pretty...
And like, for his size, too. When you couple the not only the velocity that is so rare, but the size on top of that, I mean, it's something to behold, sure. Is it going to all of a sudden now, if I wasn't interested in going to Kansas City, now I'd be interested. Maybe 2 years ago,
if they had him 2 years ago, sure.
Because
that's part of the thinking as well, is will we get a bump with Aroldis Chapman in a Royals uniform that people will want to come see him pitch?
It's still I can't see that. I mean, we'll go down because we miss it, and we miss going to games there, but no, it's not.
You know what's going to get me down there more than anything is new ballpark location.
Sorry, you're going to say barbecue.
Well, you're going to save some time. You're not going to be there for a while.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just saying. But that, to me, is more important than Aroldis Chapman. Again, Aroldis Chapman 2 years ago, yeah, it, definitely.
Now, somebody I would go see, a complete transition here, and there's sometimes like when you're promoting, so I'm going to bring Omaha men's basketball back into this. When you're trying to put butts in seats, like you're selling tickets, and your whole goal is to have as many of those seats full, and maybe your team isn't playing as well, but you're playing like Connecticut. Connecticut's going to be a draw for Creighton women's basketball.
Yeah.
But you don't want to promote Creighton. But you know that people that maybe don't follow or are not Creighton fans, but they like women's basketball, they want to come see Paige Beckers. Or they want to come see Gino on the sideline.
You want to see Gino.
Okay. So you promote that you're playing UConn, but you're not really promoting UConn. It's just like Omaha did a really good job of promoting the game on a Thursday night during the Christmas break against Oral Roberts without saying, hey, come see a really, really good basketball team in Max Asemus.
Yeah.
Okay? And they had a really good crowd that night.
Yep.
So Nebraska women's basketball is doing the same thing. And last night, she's very polarizing because she plays with a lot of emotion, and she can be a big baby on the floor. But when she's not being a baby, she's one of the best in their sport, and that's Caitlin Clark. Mm-hmm. So last night, Iowa women go into Columbus, and they beat Ohio State.
Yeah.
Okay, first time Ohio State's lost. She had a triple-double on the road against the number two team in the country. Enough said. All right, Caitlin Clark is one of the best in the sport.
Mm-hmm.
So Nebraska women, ironically, play at Iowa this weekend, but then Iowa plays in Lincoln on the 18th, a Saturday, and they have done the promotion of PAC PBA.
Yep,
right.
It's also Kayao Day. So it's their pink game.
Yeah.
So they're trying to fill PBA, and they're trying to make it a big deal, and they're trying not to say, hey, come see Caitlin Clark play.
Right, come see Caitlin Clark in Iowa.
But essentially you are, and I would go see her play.
Yeah.
Like, I would go see when, you know, UConn was here last year, not, you know, because Beckers is out for the year. I want to go see Paige Beckers in person.
Yeah, when you have one of the best players in all of the sport. Yeah.
So in terms of going to see players and not saying, hey, this is who we're promoting, Nebraska, their ticket office is basically saying, hey, come watch Caitlin Clark play.
Yeah.
But oh, by the way, you get the Huskers as well.
Yeah, Nebraska there, the fanfare, all that, it goes with it. It was funny, too, because I was catching a little bit when I was shoveling the other day. Like, is it halftime of the Nebraska men's basketball game? And they were already advertising for that during the commercial breaks. They already were advertising for the Iowa-Nebraska game. And so I remember the next day I said, Connor, is that game like this weekend? No, it's not till like late February. Really?
Well, we went to the game a couple weeks ago. They were already promoting it.
And
I thought it was soon.
Like, do they not have home games between now and the 18th?
Yeah. That's the tough thing of marketing where they always tell you, you know, if you're in baseball, you got to market a home stand. But you know that your Fridays and your Saturdays are your big days where you really want to build those up. Yeah, it's kind of a little bit different in college athletics, but they do have a lot surrounding the day because it is their pink day.
Yeah.
But essentially they're saying, hey, put 15,000 in here to come watch one of the best women's basketball players that's been in the Big Ten in a long time. Man, she's got 8 triple-doubles.
That's crazy.
She's got 8 triple-doubles in her career. And she was unreal last night. That got a lot of my attention because I saw the score initially. I'm like, whoa, Iowa on the road at Ohio State are doing, because they were up 10 at the break. But yeah, they're promoting that PAC PBA, but they're not, they wouldn't have selected PAC PBA against Maryland.
No.
Right? You know who they played this weekend. And Nebraska women's basketball draws pretty well.
They do.
But they're trying for one particular player.
Can't you just like really lean into the rivalry part of it too? You know, I mean, you could promote that against rival Iowa, and then you associate Iowa with a really good player, too, without having to say really good player.
Well, so Nebraska wrestling kind of does the same thing.
Yeah.
Is, hey, come watch Nebraska wrestle. But, oh, by the way, they're wrestling against Iowa.
Yeah, Penn State.
And then, and then all of a sudden all the Iowa fans show up. And it's just, it's that tricky thing. But I heard that advertisement yesterday when I was watching BTN.
Yeah.
Is it the Pac PBA?
Yeah.
Essentially, come watch Caitlin Clark play.
Yeah, because last week in the win against Ohio State, hearing that on the commercials, just kind of two things. Hearing the 1890 Initiative commercials. Hey, would you like to support a student athlete through NIL? That was weird.
So,
and then hearing all the way to February 18th, a game that is still, you know, what, three or four home games away?
Mm-hmm.
I just found that to be kind of odd. But I get it. I mean, if it's a special day that you're really trying to make a push, I get it. I just,
hey, who is
it was confusing.
So who
to me.
Was the voice on the 1890 commercial?
I don't know. I didn't recognize
Okay. I'm wondering if we will get to a point where coaches are doing the commercials.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Ooh. Well,
I can
why
see it.
Why couldn't you? Why couldn't you right now? Because it's not like...
Like, let's say I go to...
Induce an athlete to come over here.
No, I go to Lincoln tomorrow night, or I go downtown, and during one of the timeouts on the video board, it's either Fred or Mac, and they're saying, hey, thank you for attending tonight's game.
Yeah.
If you want to help our program, you can help our student athletes.
Yeah. Well...
Where coaches... And the first place I saw this was I went to the KU-TCU football game, and Lance Leipold is doing... Hey, you can help out KU football. You can help out our student athletes. You want them just to send you a birthday message, or you want them to come to your grade school?
Yeah.
This is what you can do to help our student athletes and to grow our brand. And
they should.
So, and I guarantee you, Brandon Schneider, the women's coach, is doing it too for that reason.
So it was just like it was not a coach's voice?
Yeah, it was a regular voice, okay. Yeah, it was not a recognizable voice, unless it was a coach that I haven't heard speak. But it wasn't like Matt Rule, it wasn't Fred, it wasn't Amy, it wasn't John. Yeah,
you know what? I will give some of these collectives that I know around here, and all three, you know, Red, Blue, and Black Nebraska, all have a collective going on. Is that they're it? I think the thing about NIL is you think you got to have a lot of money to help out. They actually have said, hey, you know, $50, $100, $200. They're not saying, hey, you got to have $1,000 or $10,000 to help us out and get involved.
Right.
Anything helps.
Yeah.
And so they're drawing in a new group of people that, you know, they don't have a lot of expendable income, but they love their school. They love Omaha. They love Creighton. And they love Nebraska. They just want to help out just a little bit
donate at any level.
To say, hey, I'm helping with my butt in your seat, and I'm also going to help out a student athlete.
Yeah.
That's why we asked BC coming up here in a little bit. The whole... You know, Nebraska football, and they're going to get to the number, don't panic, to go from 100 to 85.
Yeah, they will.
I mean,
so spring's going to be fun.
There's 15 to chop.
Yeah.
And there's probably going to be three or four that you go, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Then the others you'll be like, that makes sense.
Most of them will make sense.
But everybody says, okay, why can't you just, instead of chopping, give an athlete an NIL scholarship? I'm curious on how that's going to work. Like BYU does that. But we talk about it a lot, especially with Nebraska football, but I wonder if it's realistic.
Well,
and what it actually looks like. And you don't have to answer. I will ask BC and we'll get into this discussion. But that's now what's come up is, okay, hey, maybe there's some guys you really like that you don't want to cut. Turn them into an NIL scholarship. Well, what does that look like? We'll get into that when we come back. And BC joins us in the last hour on a Tuesday edition of Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.